Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's jumpstart the Lake Show. Thursday evening, News Talk 830 WCCO. Henry Lake, Christopher Tubbs, until 9. Final show that we do together this week. Chris is off tomorrow, but I'm happy that you guys are going to enjoy the show this evening, which I believe that you will enjoy. But who am I to say? Today, kind of a weird day with the sad news when I got up this morning and did the hit with Vanita Sakar on the morning news about Gene Hackman and his wife and one of his dogs being found dead. Gene Hackman, phenomenal actor. At the age of 95, his wife, Betsy Araqua, at the age of 65, both being found. The thing that I immediately thought of earlier today was how I appreciate actors more than you would know. And I say that I appreciate actors more than you would know because they move us in a special way. They do. When we talk about people and their talents, we'll watch sporting events and we will absolutely get on our hands. I mean, get on our feet, pump our fist, clap it up. Yell from the top of our lungs when Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes throws a touchdown. Justin Jefferson catches a touchdown. Anthony Edwards has a dunk. Royce Lewis hits a home run. We can look at those individuals with those athletic gifts and just be in awe. Because those professional athletes, they're able to do things, and even collegiate athletes, they can do things that the average person just can't do. Not at that level. But when you think about these supremely gifted actors and actresses, they move us in a special way too. Somewhat similar to how we view music. Many of you might be like me in that in my life, sentimental moments, I might get a little emotional when I hear a song that takes me back in the day, that makes me think about my mom, or makes me think about my grandma, or whoever. Music absolutely moves people. But when you watch somebody like Gene Hackman, as skilled as he was, be so meticulous with his craft and be so amazing on the big screen, that's special. To be able to take you and touch you in a way that just the average person won't be able to do, like, that's a gift. It really is. And we know that all actors and actresses aren't created equally. That's why we have levels of movie stars. I've been in a movie. It's on Tubi. It's not on Netflix or some of the other. It's not, you know, it's been on the big screen, but it's.
What app can I find it on? We'll watch it right now.
What are the levels of actors?
In terms of.
No, I'm talking about, because there's like the alphabetical, like there's A-listers, right?
Oh,
there's
A, A-listers.
Like, what's the worst? Whatever the worst is, I'm the worst.
You're there?
Whatever the worst is, I'm the worst.
Okay.
But I say all this to.
Good for you. At least, you know, at least you got your side card.
I say all this to emphasize the point that when I saw the news break about Gene Hackman this morning, absolutely 100% put some respect on his name. Those people come once in a lifetime. We've had a lot of brilliant actors. We've had a lot of brilliant comedians. But I think that we kind of take for granted at times what they have the ability to move. We've all been in a situation where you watch a movie. It could be like action packed. It could be just a comedy that'll make you laugh, but have some real life situations tied into it. There could be some drama involved in a particular story, a lot of sadness in a particular story. The best of the best can touch you from the big screen. And I think that that is one of the things that everybody should appreciate about their favorite actors.
I think it's kind of a lost art in the sense that you get caught up with these characters. And I say that because we're now in the age of information and everybody knows everything about everybody. Whereas before, you had an actor like a Dustin Hoffman, like a Gene Hackman, you know, whoever, just name
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw them as this character. You didn't know about them as an individual, you know, political affiliation or background or, you know, whatever, like the personal information we didn't know. I think the ability for people to just get lost in a movie and believe in a character, I think people don't have that sense of reality as much, or that connection, because they're too much reality in it. They were like, well, yeah, I really might like something that Kevin Spacey does, but then I think about all of these other things that he's, you know, it kind of, it takes us out of the moment. And I think that's just the way it is with all entertainment, whether it's movie stars or athletes or musicians. We're judging them on so many other factors outside of what they're doing in terms of entertaining us. And I think that's what makes these movies from, you know, even the 90s and going back. You're like, we didn't know anything about these individuals' private lives,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't want to, because then we could truly get lost in the characters that they were.
Now, let me ask you this, and we could take phone calls and reaction to it. 651-461-9226. What has there been a particular movie that you think of right off the top of your head that the storyline and the acting impacted you in such a way where you looked and you were just like stunned, like it really moved you in such a big way? And how many actors or actresses have you met in your lifetime that you look at and you say, yeah, these people are like badasses?
You know, honestly,
not a bottom feeder like myself.
I thought we were talking.
You see me every day.
I thought we were talking about like life on the D minus list, not even the D list, the D minus list.
That should be a new show.
Life on the D minus list with Henry Lee. Hey, pitch it to Fox 9. Pitch it to him next time you see him. I can't think of a movie that moved me in terms of emotionally where it caught me. Or
oh, really?
I mean, there probably is, but right off the top of my head,
bro.
I mean, if I sat and really thought about it, I could probably come up with a few, but...
A Time to Kill. When I saw A Time to Kill, the way that movie started, I was really, really in my feelings. I was angry, right? I remember watching Do the Right Thing, and when Radio Raheem, when he was killed, I felt a certain way, and it was so was so crazy because I'll never forget this. The movie theater that was in downtown Minneapolis, right there on Hennepin. I can't even remember the name. Somebody out there on the text line can help me out with that. 651-461-9226. But it was right there on in between 7th and was it 7th and 8th? But there was – I was watching Do the Right Thing, and it was a predominantly black audience, right? It was a Spike Lee movie, first time, you know, we're there for the opening weekend. But I remember I was sitting next to somebody that was white, and, you know, I didn't know them. You're in a movie theater full of – amongst a bunch of different people. And when Radio Raheem got killed by the police officer, I looked, and the look on their face was an awkward one. In that, and what I say by awkward is, like, of course I'm going to have a reaction to it. They had a reaction to it.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of, I don't want to say they were, like, intimidated by the people in the movie theater, but it was kind of an awkward silence, right? Like, because they're like, wow, I can't believe that I'm sitting here and we're witnessing this police brutality on the big screen in that way. So there have been movies, and now those are just a couple of them, where the acting is so good, the storyline is so good, that it really does kind of take hold of you.
Well, and it kind of speaks to, like, a social situation right now that's going on.
And it's the Skyway Theater. Thank you. Thank you so much, text line. Skyway.
And it's, you know, it's not just a fictional, right? I mean, it's something that you can see. And there could be a sense of reality to it. I think that's also something that makes a movie like that a little more emotional, because you can see, you're like, yeah, this is really happening out there in real life.
Whenever I meet somebody the likes of, like, a Gene Hackman or something, I always it's a little bit like you get the nerves. I have interviewed a lot of athletes before. And I typically, like, when you come across basketball players, football players, baseball players, depending on who it is, this is kind of like, you know, you've been in that mix before for a long, long time. I got to tell you, meeting Harrison Ford, you get the jitters. You get a little bit of nerves. I met Harrison Ford, met Chadwick Boseman, met Spike Lee. Like, there's certain people, there's this level of just awe that they have with regards to what they do in terms of being these celebrities, to be these actors that pop up on the big screen and have these stories that touch you, and the way that they are able to navigate these stories and roll them out and act to the best of their ability, man, that's a special gift.
I guess I got a chance to meet Jerry Ferrara after Entourage came out. I mean, it was kind of cool to talk to Turtle. But yeah, outside
that's
of that,
a different level.
I mean, hey, you know that? Yeah. Yeah, I loved Entourage, the Mark Wahlberg joint. But yeah, outside of that, I don't have the Harrison Ford on my resume.
Yeah, sad to see the news of Gene Hackman, his wife, and one of their dogs found dead today in Santa Fe, New Mexico, at the age of 95. And it says that that she was 65. But 651-461-9226. If you have a favorite memory, one of your favorite movies that he was in, I don't think that anybody out there would knock Hoosiers at all. That was just one of many. But your phone calls, your texts, we get to them next year on The Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the text line, and you can call 651-461-9226. A quick text. Henry, did they say what he died from? Was it suspicious? They have not determined. Clearly, it's way too early to know. In the reports from today, because of course you're going to think it's odd that both he and his wife are dead, and a dog was found dead too. Mm-hmm. So they didn't say where he was at. They said that she, close to her body, there was like an open pill bottle or something like that. But also the fact that, I guess, was there like a heater on?
Yeah, it's like a space heater or something.
And they also stated that they had been deceased for some time. Now, they didn't get into how long. They said they weren't going to do that, but they said it wasn't like it happened today.
Yeah, and yeah, you think, okay, he's 95, natural
which
causes.
If you were to ask me, guess how old Gene Hackman is.
I would not have thought 95.
I never would have thought 95.
Yeah, it's...
Now, he'd been out of the public eye for a little while, but I never would have guessed 95.
Yeah, it's been such a long time. But yeah, you think about it. And then, 95, and then you start hearing more, and you're like, wait a minute, there's something doesn't add up. So, yeah, we don't know there's an investigation, but, I mean, who knows when we're going to find anything out.
Yeah, and shout out to the people with the Skyway Theater on Hennepin. I appreciate that. That was awesome. All right, 651-461-9226. We have a couple other texts. Chris is screening phone calls here for a second. Let's see here. It was beautiful when he was on the Muppets from the 6-1. He was trying to arrest or animal the drummer with drumsticks he had taken as he did an edition of the French Connection. When you think about all of his movies, I mean, I guess, which are your favorites? If you call into, which are your favorite Gene Hackman movies? Because you got plenty to choose from. Because he was also, wasn't he Lex Luger in Superman?
Lex Luthor,
yeah.
Yeah, Lex Luger was Larry Fole.
Luthor, yeah.
Yeah, Lex Luthor. No, I understand. I loved one of the textures took mine, Birdcage, with Nathan Lane and Robin Williams. So good. I mean, that was incredible. So hilarious. You talk about another talent. In Robin Williams, oh, man, that Hoosiers is an all-timer. But, yeah, you could go down the list of Gene Hackman movies.
All right, let's go to Jeff in Sauk Rapids. He wants to chime in. How you doing, Jeff?
Hey, pretty good, Henry. I got my top three Gene Hackmans, and they're all different.
Okay, all right. And that's what made him special, too, is that you couldn't just typecast him. His talent was so immense that he could do whatever he wanted to do.
If you're familiar with these movies, you'll know the difference. Okay, number one is Unforgiven, produced and co-starred with Clint Eastwood.
Long time ago.
Okay, he played Sheriff Little Bill.
Unforgiven, yep.
Anyway, Unforgiven. And then Enemy of the State, co-starred with Wesley Snipes.
I only saw that one time, but that was a good movie. Yep, Enemy of the State. Yep.
Well, you're gonna get a little older there, Henry, but you'll see it again.
Well, no, I had recently graduated from college. Everything that movie was like late '90s, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Yeah, probably. And anyway, the other is Crimson Tide.
Crimson Tide. I don't think. You know what? I did not see that one. That was another mid-90s movie. Yep.
He played the commander of the submarine USS Alabama.
Oh, you know what? I think I did see that movie. That was while I was in college. Yep.
He did that military role just as good as Jack Nicholson did in A Few Good Men. Every bit as good.
Mm. Now, that was the one. I did see that movie because I believe, wasn't Denzel in that?
Yeah.
Denzel Washington was in that. Yep. Yep. So I did see that. Yep. Yep.
Exactly.
No, I'm with you. And thanks for the phone call from Jeff in Sauk Rapids. Jeff, I'm glad that you brought it up because I was going to mention that, too, in the opening segment. But Jeff is spot on. What makes the people like Gene Hackman as legit and as amazing as they are, because like we mentioned opening up the show, not all of these actors and actresses are created equally. It's because you couldn't typecast them. Like, there are certain people, they can only be in, like, mafia movies. Right? Like that. Yes. That's just the roles that they are part of. Or they can only, you know, be in certain type of roles. Gene Hackman was so great, he could do whatever he wanted
to. And they might be great in those roles, but you get typecast, and then it's awfully hard to get out of that.
Let's go to Steve in Minneapolis. How you doing, Steve?
Hey, Henry. Big fan of the show.
Thank you.
Calling it a few times. Yeah, so I grew up, my mom was a big fan of the classical movies, and we would always watch the movies. So my mom's number one actor of all time, Jack Nicholson. Mm. Number two, Gene Hackman. So I love the previous caller, but my top three Gene Hackman movies by his name. So let's go number one.
Okay.
Little Bill. Little Bill is the absolute best character. He'll scare you. And that's from Unforgiven. Number two, Popeye. That's French Connection.
Yeah, French Connection, yep.
Number three, Coach Norm Dale.
Yeah.
I mean, unbelievable that you can cite the characters' names and not even the movie, and most people know what it knows. Most people, at least my age, know what that means.
Let me ask you this question real quick. What do you think is the role that he's best known for?
Ooh. I think
it's a difficult question because he had so many classics.
I agree, and it depends who you're talking to what age somebody is. But
absolutely,
to answer that, my gut reaction was, you know, Coach stays.
Yep. Hey, thanks for the phone call from Steve in Minneapolis, 651-461-9226. Let's go to Lynn in St. Cloud. How you doing, Lynn?
Hey, I'm never 100% sure of anything, but I'm 99.9% sure it was Will Smith and not Wesley Snipes in Enemy of the State.
Okay.
But my favorite was Bat 21, and that's because, well, a number of reasons. Number one, I'm a fan of Vietnam and World War II era movies.
Mm-hmm.
But it was based on a real individual, a real military intelligence officer, Ezekiel Humboldt, if I remember his last name correctly. And him and, oh, God, I'm having a brain fart. The pilot, Danny Glover.
Danny Glover, yeah, he was.
Remember that.
Yeah, Captain Bartholomew.
Danny Glover and.
Bartholomew.
Yeah. And
Captain Clark.
Jerry Reed was the colonel, but that, in my opinion, was just a fantastic movie. And you could see Gene Hackman's reaction when fellow service members died trying to save him. And it just absolutely demoralized him, and he wanted to give up. And Danny Glover, you know, forced him to the air to keep going. And, you know, just a genius of coming up with playing the golf course so the enemies that were listening could not figure out where he was at. I mean, that was all based on real life. That all really happened. And I pray that it was natural causes.
Hey, thanks for the phone call from Lynn in St. Cloud. I appreciate that. You could tell he is a Hackman guy. All right, 651-461-9226. Coming up next, there is an event happening this weekend at Buck Hill in Burnsville. And I know that, you know, this hasn't been one of those winters where you feel like you've had great opportunity to go skiing or being out there on the slopes and all of that good stuff. But it's always good to give back. And Original Mattress Factory is doing exactly that for a great cause. We'll get into what that is. The bed race for bridging next year on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Giving to great organizations and being a part of really cool events is something that I think that we all enjoy and like doing here in the state of Minnesota. And so I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued as to the bed race for bridging. What is that exactly? It looks and sounds fun, because I did see some clips of it earlier today. And joining us now on the John Shuchikola Banker Hotline is Diana Dolzin, Director of Strategic Partnerships for Bridging. She joins us here on the show. First off, Diana, thank you so much for being on WCCO tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, tell me a little bit, before we get to the event, tell me a little bit about Bridging. Tell me a little bit about the organization.
Yeah, you know, the great news is this event itself is 27 years old, and it really got started because we were about 10 years in and we needed to really make new friends and get the word out about the work we did. And at the top of the list is we need beds, and we need people to get a good night's sleep so they can get healthy, go to school, go to work. And when you talk about home essentials, those are the things we're looking for, because what we are is a furniture bank. You know, people know where to donate household goods, they know where to donate clothing and food. They don't always know, like, where am I going with the furniture and all the other things in my house that I no longer need and they're still reusable. And so that is what we do. We provide all the basic essentials to these families who have been referred to us, and we actually set up 120 households a week, 300 people who need us to give them the things so they can leap forward in their housing stability and not have to worry about acquiring these things. Our community is extremely generous, and we are so grateful that we have such a great group like yourselves saying, how can I help you?
Yeah, absolutely. And you kind of broke up there a little bit. The connection was a little bit weird. But I got the premise of what you guys do, and I've never actually even thought about that. Like, that's something I think probably is often forgotten, because when we think about all the essentials and things that people need, you know what the first thing that comes to mind is food. It's groceries. We talk about food insecurities and food banks and stuff like that. I've never actually thought about the importance of having that bed.
Correct. And then the kitchen food, I often have to go, and wait, where do you eat your food? How do you cook your food? Where's your glasses, your plates, your silverware, your tables and chairs? It is the things like tonight at home, people are going to think about, if this wasn't in front of me, how do I rest and recuperate and really be empowered to thrive in life?
All right, so that's what bridging is. Tell us about the bed race for bridging, which is coming up this Saturday, March the 1st at Buck Hill.
Well, thanks for asking. You know, we're just 2 days away, and there's still time to get connected. This event is a really great way for people to not only enjoy Minnesota, have a great time, but 100% of the proceeds come to bridging. So teams of four are going to come on out to Buck Hill, still register. You're going to be 18 plus because there's going to be a bonfire, a beer garden. There's going to be a DJ and all sorts of fun going on and prizes because, frankly, the Tubing Hill is what we're using. And so Original Mattress Factory is our great sponsor and year-round partner. Mm-hmm. They've given us 10 brand new beds. They're covered. And so people are going to be racing down the tubing tracks. And I'll tell you, we were out today filming with WCCO, and it was running fast. It was very exciting.
All right, so hold on. You're going to be on the beds going down the tubing hill. That's exactly what's going on.
That's exactly it. And four of you are going to be at the top of the hill, and you're going to launch yourself down. Four of you on a queen bed. Everyone says, no big deal. I said, have you tried throwing yourself and three people down a hill lately?
Oh, my goodness. That is going to be something.
And you all four have to be on the bed when you get to the bottom.
Wait, all four people have to be on the bed when they get to the bottom?
Yes, they do.
I mean, how difficult is that? That sounds difficult.
Some people have a good time with it. Others might say, I tumbled off. I don't know what happened.
Wow. Well, let me ask you this. In years past, and first off, congratulations on this being, you said year 27?
Yes.
All right, that's a phenomenal run. When you have an event like this, for the most part, generally how many people do you get to be a part of it from 1 year to the next?
Oh, it's great. You know, somewhere between 100 and 150 teams. So teams of four, generally say there's usually like a team captain who's going to like hang out with your stuff, take your photos. You know, I kind of call it the team mascot, if you will, who's out there. And there's other spectators that come on out just to check that out. And this year, Buck Hill, and we're adding to the mix a Northern Light. So as people are out there and the lights go down, it's going to become like what I call like a cosmic bowling effect. Mm. So imagine having yourself out by that fire in the hill, getting another last hurrah of winter. That weather forecast sure sounded good, I'm just going
to
say.
That's funny. Oh, we're talking to Diana Dawson, Director of Strategic Partnerships for Bridging, joining us here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. And what we're talking about is the Original Mattress Factory Bed Race for Bridging. Takes place this Saturday, March the 1st, at Buck Hill, beginning at 6 p.m. So you're talking about something fun and festive to do, like, later in the evening. There you have it.
That is exactly right. So you can walk right up there. You can sign up still today.
Yeah, and you can also, people can get ahead of it, and I would, you know, encourage them to do that. There is a website that people can go to. If they go to bridging.org/get-involved-bed-race, for bridging, they can sign up. I'm assuming they can sign up on the registration page right there, too.
They sure can, and you can see some videos. So if you need to be inspired by the live-action shot, we've got them.
Well, you know, the funny thing about this, Diana, is that earlier today when I was trying to connect with Molly to see if I could have you come on the show, what do? I get off of my laptop computer. I go pop on the television, and there she is. She's on the TV. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And it was so funny because I went back, and I text Molly back, and I'm like, the person I'm trying to get on right now is on TV. And she's like, yeah, Diana.
I love it. I love that you just took action right away. It is a blast. I cannot tell you enough.
Now, is there the one thing that is new this year in year 27 that hasn't been a part of previous years, though, is the addition of the Northern Lights to the racetrack, right?
Correct. That's the new thing. We've also got back to an after party. That was one of those things that kind of went away a little bit during the COVID years. Mm-hmm. But we only have taken 1 year off. You know, we've stuck with it because the beauty in COVID, when we all came back, you could come back and be outside.
How weird
so
was it?
It wasn't an indoor event we had to cancel, you know, that we had to cancel.
How weird was it during the pandemic?
Very. But you know what? I'm going to tell you the greatest thing. Our community was amazing. Bridging, we were only closed 5 weeks. And I say that because I am loud and proud about our community who step up to give us reusable items, volunteer, and truly the giving and the philanthropy of this community allows us to continue serving the growing need.
What's the best part for you each and every year being a part of this event and a part of Bridging?
Well, I started as a volunteer. It might have hooked me in fact. The costumes are phenomenal, I'm just going to tell you. You think you see good things at Halloween? At this event, and you're in a team of four, people come themed together, and there is some creativity beyond that is just outstanding. Like, even our original mattress team, they have made themselves into, like, beds themselves, a little pullover, keeps more of them padded, and they're an actual bed.
You know, the one thing, Diana, that people have been talking about, and it's funny because I was talking about this with Randy Meyer from Fox 9. He and Kelsey Carlson join me weekly on the show, is that a lot of outdoor activities have been stymied the last couple of years just because of, you know, warmer climates. You know, you talk about the Berkey and Hayward, Wisconsin, stuff like that, whatever. You guys are actually going to have the perfect weather situation come Saturday evening because the high on Saturday is going to be 30. It's not going to get too cold. You're probably looking at about 24, 25 degrees on Saturday evening. So you couldn't ask for better.
Oh, not at all. I heard the wind was going to die down on your report. I'm like, perfect. And they got plenty of snow. You know, last year was a little sketchy. Mm-hmm. We had the race and we made it, but by just a day or two when we had everything, the snow was dried up. So this year, last I checked at Buck Hill, they got 40 inches base. It's fantastic.
Yep. Go to the website bridging.org/bedrace. To get more and more information for the Original Mattress Factory, Bed Race for Bridging. Diana Dawson, Director of Strategic Partnerships for Bridging, I appreciate you coming on the show tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, take care. That sounds like a lot of fun. Now, I will say this. If it was me, Chris Tubbs, Dan Cook, and let's say Susie Jones on the bed,
mm-hmm.
I know I'm not going to make it all the way to the bottom. I'm not. I actually had a bad experience when I was in eighth grade out at Buck Hill.
Really?
Yeah. And it was the tubing thing.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're going down the hill, right, you got to make sure that you have your hands and feet properly, you know, positioned. And I didn't.
And oh, no.
I ended up, my hand was out a little bit too far, and it got jammed, and it was severely sprained, and I had a basketball game that night.
Oh, yeah, no.
And so here I am playing.
Was it your shooting hand?
I'm playing, it was my right hand, and I'm playing point guard, and it's all bandaged up, and I'm, yeah, it was.
You couldn't get the gooseneck, could you?
It was all layups. For me, at least. I think I only scored like 8 points that game, but it was all layups.
See, if I was imagining if we had a CCO team, end up being like Cool Runnings, right? Feel the rhythm. Feel the rhyme. Give it up. It's bobsled time.
How long you been waiting for that?
Oh, man.
All day.
Oh, man. I love Cool. I mean, come on. Cool Runnings? That's a Jamaican bobsled team, 1993. Love it. That would be us. That would be us.
Let's break. We'll come back. Final segment of Hour 1. We'll do that next. All right, let me throw this at you because I had not necessarily seen this earlier. This is interesting, though. Especially after they just had these layoffs at their corporate office. But have you seen this news about Southwest Airlines? They're going to allow Expedia to sell its airline tickets. That includes Hotwire, Travelocity, Orbitz, and Cheap Tickets. So that's always been a thing with Southwest Airlines because Southwest has always promoted themselves as, you know, affordable airlines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we won't
gouge you. We won't nickel and dime you.
Well, we won't charge you for your luggage and stuff like that.
Yep.
So this is interesting to me because there are two airlines that I've typically used over the course of the last, let's say, 15 years. And that's Delta,
mm-hmm.
and it's Southwest. And when I was living in KC, I tended to use Southwest a little bit more just because Kansas City, they they do a great job with Southwest.
Okay.
But this is the deal. And text line, I'm not sure where they're at, but Southwest is more expensive than Delta to me. It is. And I haven't flown on Southwest since 2018. It's more expensive. And a lot of times you have to, one thing about me, and you know this about me, when I take off, I want to land where I'm my destination. I like nonstops. I don't like stopping all over the place. If that is rule number one, I want a nonstop flight. Now, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. I totally get that. But I like nonstops.
I think most people do.
With Southwest, unless you're going to like Dallas or maybe a couple, like they're Chicago, you know, go to Chicago.
Yeah.
Because of what, Midway?
O'Hare.
Is it Midway or O'Hare?
Don't they have two of them?
Well, because I've never stopped on a Southwest. No. I know that. But I'm saying typically, well, I don't know. Does Southwest go to both of them?
I'm not sure.
Anyway. But my point is that I don't like doing the up and down thing. It's like, no.
When you get up, you get down.
And then we're good.
Then you're on the ground and you're where you need
Southwest,
to be.
Southwest, they charge more because it's per segment.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you think, oh, yeah. This right here, it says this is $200, and you think, okay, I'm good, but that's for the 200 that way, and then you look at the times and coming back, it could be like $400. So a round trip's like $600.
Yeah,
I'm like,
no.
How is that cheaper than flying on Delta Airlines? It's not.
No,
in my opinion.
You know, when you're talking about the layovers and you know connecting flights and this and that, plus, I mean, when you're dealing with connecting flights, another thing you have to deal with is. Everything's got to be just so, you know, it's like you see people that are late for their connecting flights because of certain delays or for whatever reason, like you might have a significant layover. So it's always a crapshoot, I feel, when you're dealing with a layover. But I mean, I would rather pay more to have the direct flight if possible.
And they go to both Midway and O'Hare.
Oh, do they? Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, I wasn't sure, but
I've never had a layover with Southwest in either one. So
okay, I mean that's good to know because I'm not a big flyer either because I don't fly as much. Now my wife, she's flying out tomorrow morning. I mean, she's got to be at the airport at 4:30. So and I think she's got a direct flight from here down to Miami, but I think she's using United.
Text line is chiming in. They say this will make prices higher. It's almost always cheaper to buy through the airline instead of a third party. It will be interesting to see how things play out. It has the last few years when you look up Southwest, just go to their site or I have the app. Mm-hmm. It's not cheaper, dude. It's not, and that amazes me. But it's the marketing of they are cheap. Southwest is not cheap. And I'm not sitting here saying that any airline is like overly, you know, super cheap, unless it's
Spirit.
Spirit or what's the other one? Frontier? Is Frontier pretty cheap?
I don't know. JetBlue? Is JetBlue cheap?
I never flown JetBlue.
Okay, I haven't either. I know Spirit. I think they probably, you know, at this point, they probably have to pay you to fly.
I see the jokes and the memes. I've never flown Spirit.
I never have either. And I'm a little nervous, even if I don't really know about it.
When the jokes and the memes are like you're on it and you hear all these sounds and you're like, you know, you're talking about the quality of service and all that. But you got to do what you got to do. Sometimes people will take a Greyhound just to get where they need to go.
Yeah. I mean, it's the amount of the... The amount of jokes that happen with that, and now with all of this stuff with the air travel, it's like, oh my God, are we really dealing with this? Yeah, unfortunately, we are dealing with it. But
has Spirit had any incidents in the last month?
I don't know.
Okay,
you know, for once, maybe Spirit is they might be the safest airline. You know what we used to fly because it's based out of here with Sun Country. Like that's the only
I'm done Sun Country.
Yeah, that's the only
one. I had no issues.
No, I never had any issues with Sun Country. But we always had to because we were always, you know, flying on a budget with my family. So it's like, okay, we had to take, you know, really early or really late. We had to get the economy.
Don't go there, this on a budget thing. You hoity-toity.
No.
Jason DeRussia and Chad Hartman.
Yeah. This is like Sesame Street. One of these is not like the other. Okay. I don't have a guy that comes in and
cleans. You got to be like me, man, a man of the people.
I don't have somebody coming in to clean my shower drain.
When Jason said that, I almost drove off the road yesterday.
Okay.
He said they don't. The people in his house, they do not clean their
shower. They don't clean their own shower?
They outsource that.
Who can afford to outsource cleaning a shower?
I was like, what? Jason.
I mean, that's.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And then Chad Hartman, he just, yeah, I'll go be on the opposite side of the country for the next 2 or 3 months.
Yeah. And, you know.
He's not one of us anymore.
Yeah, research and development 5 days a week, right?
I don't think Sid would be happy with you, Chad. You son of a.
Chad, you're such a jerk. Who do you think you are?
Oh, my God.
See, you've got such that relationship with Chad that we can. Well, you can.
He knows it's jokes.
Yeah.
He knows it's jokes.
I hope he knows that it's jokes.
All right,
I can always cut this out of the podcast.
No, we don't need to do that. That would be getting way sensitive. And in his feelings.
I'll cut my part out of the podcast.
Okay. You scared?
Beep.
If you're scared, get a bodyguard.
A little bit.
Anyway, coming up next, we'll talk to Matthew Collar, Purple Insider. He's been at the NFL Combine, and he joins us next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.